The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Monday, the 4th of April, 4-4-16. 4 times 4 is 16. You've got to be some numerical quotient or coefficient of that.
Yeah.
4 times 4 is 16. I'll just figure that out all by myself. The weekend is over, and the Good Day program is on the air. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Rich McFadden, trying to figure out who's hidden their money where. This is a big but very complicated story. I'm not sure how much you want to hear or know about corruption, conspiracy, but it is pretty interesting. The biggest financial data leak in history has revealed how Vladimir Putin's inner circle and a dirty dozen list of world leaders are using offshore tax havens to hide all of their dough. A lot of celebrities, politicians from England, and basically the one percenters are part of this thing called the Panama Papers. Say it again, Doug. It don't sound like a New Englander, please. Panama Papers. The Panama Paper. This is a leak of 11 million files that contain more information than the amount of information stolen by Edward Snowden a couple of years ago.
Here we go.
These documents were leaked from one of the world's most secretive operations. It's a law firm in Panama called Mossack Fonseca. It shows how the company has helped clients launder money, dodge sanctions, evade taxes. Lord Ashcroft, Baroness Pamela Sharples, former Tory MP Michael Mates are among the English politicians named in this release, while there are some dictators that are in there. I do not believe there is any, I'm looking at the list now, there is any mention of any American, which makes this even more interesting because we do such a good job of driving money offshore, given the tax realities of America. But it also shows you people like Vladimir Putin, people like him who become virtual dictators can do with money. I mean, people used to laugh at me or they would say, "You're crazy," when I told them of the amount of money that Arafat, who was the former the leader of the Palestinian group Hamas, for years and years, he was a dictator, stranglehold, was using both sides, playing them against the middle to keep things disrupted in the Middle East. He died and left his wife $5 billion. Where did a guy like that get $5 billion if he wasn't just completely, completely corrupt? So the 12 national leaders who are on this list, the president of Argentina, Mauricio Macri, the king of Saudi Arabia, the president of Ukraine, the prime minister of Iceland, the president of the United Arab Emirates, the former prime minister of Greece, the ex-prime minister of Iraq, the former prime minister of Jordan, former prime minister of Qatar, former emir of Qatar, the former president of the Sudan, and the former prime minister of Ukraine. So,
wow.
What a list. And the leaks, Richie, reveal billion-dollar money laundering rings that were run mostly by Russian banks. And they're all, so every one of these people in here is connected to Putin. And they all have bribed Putin to help make this all work. Putin is an international thug. And we have thought ill of him. I can hardly wait to hear what Obama has to say about Putin after this list.
There were reports this weekend that Saudi Arabia is having money problems with all the oil prices dropping.
Well, what is that? Because that means instead of making $300 million last year, they made $250 million?
Well, and I think what it also means is you see a lot of the guys on this list funneling more money because they're seeing the writing on the wall.
Uh-huh.
Well, so these bank accounts have probably gotten a lot fatter in the last year with gas prices falling.
In Saudi Arabia, the unemployment rate is about 30 to 40%, 45%. And the people there see how lavishly the Saudi Arabians live, the people who are kings there. And by the way, there's no queen of Saudi Arabia. You notice that, right? There's no princess.
Right.
In Saudi Arabia, because not only are they greedy bastards, but they're also sexist pigs. So you can have a little of everything when you go to Saudi Arabia. So in a moment, we're going to pull some of the pieces of sound together that have come from this story over the past 24 hours. More on the Panama Papers, 13 past the hour on the Good Day program.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company. Weldon, New York. Drink responsibly.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for My Pillow. This is a different story now. My Pillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. My Pillow fits perfectly. The night you move the patented My Pillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. My Pillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot, and the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
All right, we have 16 to change after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. So we're talking about these Panama Papers, this whole interwoven conspiratorial group of people that are, for whatever the reason, hiding their money. I would have thought there would have been a lot of Americans on this list, but there aren't any. Clive Adams is a reporter for Euronews who told the story as it began to break.
Details are emerging from a giant leak of confidential documents, the so-called Panama Papers. 11 million records expose the offshore holdings of some 140 politicians from more than 50 countries. The leak gives details of the financial dealings of public officials around the world. The information in the leak covers associates of the Russian president, current and former leaders, including prime ministers of Iceland and Pakistan, the president of Ukraine, and the king of Saudi Arabia. Professional athletes, FIFA officials, fraudsters, and drug smugglers have all had their financial dealings leaked. A German newspaper has posted the 11 million documents from a Panamanian firm online. The paper says they provide rare insights into a world that can only exist in the shadows.
All right, so here's another reporter, Eleanor Fox, talking about what some of the people and companies named in these Panama Papers have been secretly funding.
Companies using offshore tax havens were accused of supplying fuel to the Syrian Air Force. In 2014, multiple governments, including the UK and US, issued bans on doing business with these companies. But now, a new global investigation has revealed that a Panamanian firm helped these companies operate as attacks in Syria continued. That firm, Mossack Fonseca, is a key player in a sprawling, secretive industry that the world's rich and powerful use to hide assets and skirt rules by setting up front companies in far-flung jurisdictions. More than 300 journalists trawled through millions of leaked records from Mossack Fonseca to expose an alarming list of clients involved in bribery, arms deals, tax evasion, financial fraud, and drug trafficking.
Wow. This is the military-industrial complex.
What's
to
it called?
The nth degree.
Shadow military.
Yeah.
Proxy wars, shadow.
Yeah. This ought to bring down Putin. I wouldn't be surprised if this was the end of him, but he'd get plenty of dough put away.
Now, those people don't. Do you think they really have any power? Brought down, bring him down with who? From his people?
The international community. So
yeah.
It looks like he and his pals are the ones that are funding the war, that are creating the problems, that are stirring the pot. That's what it looks like to me, anyway.
Yeah.
Here's Richard Bilton, a BBC reporter, talking about the investigation as it leads more directly to people like the Prime Minister of Iceland.
The documents were leaked to the German newspaper Süddeutsche Zeitung and shared with the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists. We found links to 72 current or former heads of state, like the Icelandic Prime Minister, Sigmundur Gunnlaugsson, who had a secret stake in an offshore company. The company held his wife's interests in Iceland's banks, worth millions of dollars. Nobody knew that when her husband was dealing with the Icelandic banks after their collapse, including the British demands for compensation, which he turned down. Because of the leak, we do now. Mr. Gunnlaugsson is today facing calls for his resignation. He says he has not broken any rules and his wife didn't benefit financially from his decisions.
Really? Huh. All right, so then let's take some of the, let's get a little sting out of Vladimir Putin. Listen to this.
Mossack Fonseca say the services they provide are commonly used worldwide, and they are responsible members of the global financial and business community. But some of the deals in the files are extraordinary. We believe we have found a $1 billion laundering operation in Russia. Cellist Sergei Roldugin, a close friend of President Putin, was officially the owner of two secretive companies which benefited from suspicious deals. For example, an offshore company borrows $6 million. 3 months later, the loan is written off for just $1. Why would anyone want to give all this cash to a cellist?
Wow. This is pretty amazing.
Great.
Yeah, it really is. All right, well, be happy there's nobody, there's not an American on the list, no politicians, no businessmen, nothing. So we can point our fingers at the rest of the corrupt word. 21 after the hour here today.
Thank you. December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Jada Grandy is the Senior Vice President and Community Reinvestment Act Strategist at Fifth Third Bank. You know, Jada, if I may call you Jada, I don't know you, but I'm going to take a flyer on calling you Jada, if that's okay.
Sure.
Fifth Third Bank, when I first heard of them, I always had a hard time saying Fifth Third Bank. I happen to know one of the founders of the bank, and I remember telling him once, and I said, why did you name it Fifth Third Bank? And I don't think I got a straight answer from him. Why was it named, is it on the corner of Fifth and Third where the first office was?
Believe it or not, it actually is, but that's not where the name came from. You know, back in the day, we had two banks that merged together, and one was Fifth National Bank and one was Third National Bank, and that's pretty simple of how we got the name.
All right, so there we go. Now I know the rest of the story, and he didn't tell me that. So you work on the Community Reinvestment Act in Florida, North Carolina, Tennessee, Kentucky, Georgia, this sort of thing. What is the Community Reinvestment Act? Let's start there so people understand what that is.
Sure. The Community Reinvestment Act was enacted in 1977, and that encourages banks to lend, service, and invest in low to moderate income communities and meet the community credit needs of all the communities that we serve.
And so in this circumstance, should we underscore that you're trying to help people achieve the American dream? Isn't that what the federal government is trying to do to a certain extent? Some of the mortgage interest rates are down lower, and you don't have to put so much money in and that kind of stuff. Is that what this is about?
No, really. What this is really about, helping Americans to achieve financial independence, and that's really what our survey was all about. We commissioned a survey to really gauge their level of financial literacy as well as their goals for financial independence. And the finding really showed us that while many Americans are generally knowledgeable about their finances, they really aren't applying the perceived understanding in their personal lives day to day.
Well, what would be an example of that? Let's talk about the respondents and what sort of people you were asking to fill out this survey, and just have a basic understanding of who the average American is that might fit into this profile.
Sure. What we commissioned a survey of more than 1,000 adults, and one of the first key findings was that 48% of Americans, of the respondents, considered themselves financially savvy, yet 47% continued to live paycheck to paycheck.
So, and that's, we've heard that for a long, long time, that Americans are in trouble because they live paycheck to paycheck. Does it make a difference? Some people say, I just don't make enough money to put any money in the bank. You say that's, everybody should be able to put money in the bank. Is that what you're suggesting?
What I'm suggesting is that you'd be surprised how much we can save when we just take a look at the inventory of our spending roughly for about 30 or 60 days. We can really identify opportunities where we can save, and without doing that inventory, you kind of don't know where the gaps are, where the opportunities to save for
all right.
us to actually
let's
start.
Let's take Jada Grandy, for example. If you were to look at your financial stability and well-being, when I'm guessing that you are pretty savvy when it comes to this. Did you learn something? Are you one of these people that looks at what you have and you can put aside 10% of your earnings?
You know, I'm so glad you asked that question, because I also took advantage of the opportunity to learn from Dave Ramsey, and I participated in his Foundations for Personal Finance program, where I was actually able to learn how to budget. I was able to learn how to save for emergencies, and for me, the rule of thumb for most people is to save 6 months of living expenses.
Yes. Yeah.
And personally, I save 12.
Did you? 53.com for Fifth Third. 53.com. Jada Grandy on financial independence here. I think I'd go to that website just to see what the results were of the survey, frankly.
As the Farm Credit System turns 100, a time capsule buried 50 years ago was recently opened. More today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America, she never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping them show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. Beyond the fields, orchards, and prairies, America continues to grow. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Better equipment to grow more crops, updated facilities for safe and secure production, dependable access to utilities and infrastructure. Today and tomorrow, as rural America fulfills its potential to rise a little higher, grow a little further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
To mark the 50th anniversary in 1966 of what was then known as the Federal Land Bank, a time capsule was buried in Larned, Kansas. Greg Reno is with the Wichita branch of American Ag Credit, a regional farm credit lender.
And the Farm Credit System 50 years ago said we ought to take this opportunity to put together a memento of our accomplishments and send forward a prediction of what agriculture would look like in the U.S. in the next 50 years.
Reno says some of those predictions were accurate.
They said farmers will rely heavily on computers to direct machinery to do the planting, chemical application, and harvesting. Well, that's how we farm today.
For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 303-403-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Doug Steffen, my friend Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/Good Day. A lot of Facebook conversation about the new studio that I'm in, the new digs that I'm in. It was moving day over the weekend, and then
those are always fun.
Oh man, what a mess! Maybe. So the political story of the day or the week is the continuing fight for delegates. Pretty intense now. Wisconsin primary is tomorrow. The polls suggest Ted Cruz will be the winner, beating Donald Trump. It's interesting because Trump seems to be unpopular, or at least interesting. I use that word twice because the news media wants to paint him as being unpopular. This they refer to his unpopularity leading to a staggering loss in the general election and the assemblage of problems from last week, the discussion or the was a discussion on abortion policy, and he didn't do himself any good with that.
There's a cost.
Campaign manager and all of that stuff. The news media is happy to go after him and to try to make him look and sound and seem foolish.
There's a cost that comes along with being the guy that sucks all the air out of the room when it comes to the media.
Right.
Trump has been brilliant at being able to just control and own all of the media coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking that because I'm not a Trump guy, but it annoys me to no end how the media covers him. And I think that when you get all of the coverage that he's gotten, this is what comes with it.
Yeah, right, exactly. So Sanders over the weekend announced that he had reached a monthly high of $44 million in donations. His popularity is still building. I saw something on, was it CBS last night? It happened to be as I'm unpacking in this new house where I am. I'm kind of one eye on the television and one ear paying attention to this and the phone and whatever else is going on. And I saw a story which was very interesting about people waiting in line to see Bernie Sanders, and it was in Wisconsin. It was cold this weekend. It is pretty cold pretty much everywhere around the country, or at least it has been. Yesterday we had 3-4 inches of snow here. It went very quickly away. I'm on the farm. But what about you, Richie, in Washington? What was the weather like over the weekend?
It was nice. A little cool yesterday, but sunny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Breezy.
That's right. You called me and you were on your lawnmower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was breezy yesterday.
Richie has become officially a suburbanite. He's got a riding lawnmower.
No. I still push. I still push. I just said it was self-propelled because how you hate self-propelled lawnmowers.
I know. I think it's
push it yourself.
It defeats exactly the purpose of having a lawnmower is for you to get exercise, to push the thing around.
I still get exercise.
Nah.
I just don't have to push the stupid thing.
You have a flat lawn. There's nothing to push.
Yeah. It's easy.
Cute. All right. Anyway. So Sanders had this, this was a group that had stood outside something for 3 or 4 hours waiting to get in. I think it was a high school. It looked like they were standing on a track outside the high school waiting to get in. Some of them were Republicans. This person that actually did the interview for a change. This particular interview was quite good, and she found some interesting people that had. This guy was a Republican, the one that I remember the most, a young, very good-looking black guy, who, and I don't know why I said that, he impressed me with his intelligence and articulation, not because he was a young, bright black guy, but because he was just smart. And he said he was a Republican, he was going to vote for, he couldn't see himself voting for Trump, so he'd already made up his mind he was going to vote for Hillary Clinton, but he wanted to see what Bernie Sanders was all about. And this is the story. Looking at the people who were in that line, most of them were 30 or under. So that tells you something about what's going to take place in November. I think that there is, as much as these people are in denial about, or many of them, Bernie Sanders isn't, but the denial, got to get the older voters, and yeah, you do. You have to get everybody. And some of the candidates are not bringing everybody in. And Hillary Clinton, I think, is an example of that, and Trump to a point.
They all have their niche.
Yes.
I mean,
but you still got to get, in order to win, you got to get a large majority of younger people as well as a large majority of older people. And the people in the middle don't seem to make much.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. I heard a list the other day of who everybody is getting and who everybody, like, Trump is doing horribly with women.
Women, yeah.
Hillary's doing horribly with men. Mm-hmm. Sanders is doing horribly with anybody over the age of 28.
Right.
You know, it's just, so they've all got their little niche.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So let's spend some time talking about this accident on the Amtrak line in Philadelphia, where apparently there was construction going on and there was a backhoe on the track. The train comes around the corner and smashes into the backhoe, derailed, so at least the front part of the train, I think, derailed. Some people got hurt. The two workers that were working on the track were both killed. This is really kind of weird. Here's David Curley with a little more information on the story.
A smashed windshield, the Amtrak engine's front wheels off the tracks after the violent collision.
I woke up to being thrown into the seat in front of me, and the window got blown out right beside me. And there was a fireball.
That train could have been traveling upwards of 100 miles an hour.
All you could see was a lot of dirt and debris flying past the train, and then there was a couple of sort of like fire flashes.
At least 35 of the 331 on board hospitalized, many thrown from their seats just before 8 in the morning south of Philadelphia. Sunday morning is prime track maintenance time because fewer trains are in service. A backhoe is used to move rail ties and other materials. Officials say as the train was traveling south through the area on its way to Savannah, Georgia, somehow that backhoe was on the active rail line. The Amtrak train slamming straight into it, debris flying into the first couple of Amtrak Amtrak cars. The engineer of the train was also taken to the hospital. The question tonight, which piece of equipment was not supposed to be on those tracks? The two dead, the operator of the backhoe, and a supervisor, according to a federal official. It was last May that an Amtrak train derailed north of Philadelphia at night. Eight passengers were killed in that incident. The two derailments, while unrelated, happened less than a year and 20 miles apart on Amtrak's busy Northeast Corridor.
How do you have a crew working on the train tracks
and
the train operation doesn't know what the train repair crew is doing? And this is like million-jillion-dollar lawsuit time. But you see, when that happens, it's us who pays because Amtrak does get a subsidy from the government, even though it ought not to. They are running well. And by the way, it's not cheap to take the Amtrak.
No.
To ride down from Boston to New York now, if you go business class, about $500 round trip, you can get on an airplane and do it for that much.
Last time I bought an Amtrak ticket, $230 D.C. to New York.
Yeah. All right, so Steve Forbes apparently was on the train, which was on its way to Washington because he was supposed to be on C-SPAN, and he described what went on.
And he's joining us live on the phone. Mr. Forbes, thank you for being with us.
Good to be with you, Steve. Thank you.
What a morning you have had. Explain what happened.
Well, outside of Philadelphia, it was between Philadelphia and Wilmington. The train was moving along and then made sort of a sudden jerk, like was going to make an abrupt stop. This was not the normal slowdown you have when you come around a curve or anything like that. And then it moved a little bit, another abrupt stop. Everyone's coffee was flying through the air. And then it came to a complete stop. There was smoke. Smelt like the brakes were smoldering. So we just sat there wondering what had happened. And the PA system, the electricity was knocked out, so there was no PA system. So the rumor started to fly, but after about 20-25 minutes, one of the crew came back and started to explain what had happened. But
This is an amazing reality when you get right down to it. Thinking about how something like this could happen, this is a very sophisticated operation. This the track and the way they rebuilt it to accommodate the Acela trains at, in some circumstances, 140, 145 miles an hour, and even in short hops because there's not a lot of time between New York and Philadelphia or Philadelphia and Wilmington. I mean, the thing gets up fast to speed and slows down relatively quickly as well. So the Amtrak situation, a lot of people be talking about that today. We'll have some more on it in a moment. Here on Good Day, 44 after the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so the cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions resistance improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon. Diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our Better Business Bureau A-plus rated tax attorneys and enrolled agents will review your case for free and give you a low price guaranteed quote to get you protected today. Call U.S. Tax Shield now. 800-547-0193. 800-547-0193.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Granger catalog and Granger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Granger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRANGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Transitioning to Monday morning on the Good Day program, I'm Doug Steffen. More on this Amtrak accident. One of the things that I like about this hour is that I can go in depth into two or three very important stories and sort of set the tone or the pace, if you will, for the conversation about serious things for the most part. The Amtrak accident, two people killed, train derailed because there was a backhoe on the railing. The thing I find the news media looking at, not understanding that these things go on. The maintenance, I have a couple of kids that work for me on the farm that are, that work for Amtrak, or they work, see that nobody really does, nobody works for Amtrak. They have contractors doing everything. They hire a contracting company to run the trains. They have a contracting company to do the maintenance and repair. And so they don't touch anything, and it's all they subsidize and they give them, you know, it's cost plus stuff, you know, whatever the work is. They have all for example, the Amtrak office that runs the MBTA in Boston pays $150,000 a day in overtime. $150,000 a day in overtime. All right, so what were you about to say?
Well, I'm wondering what's going on in Philadelphia. Because if you remember, just a few years ago, that bad crash that they had was on that curve in Philadelphia where the stoplight or the automatic braking system failed on the track.
Yeah.
So there's obviously something in that stretch of track where they need a little bit of help.
Updating. Here's the former chairman of the National Transportation Safety Board, Mark Rosenker, talking about this investigation into the accident.
In the locomotive cab, there is a dash cam, which in fact is looking outward down the tracks, which would give you a view of what the engineer would be looking at. The Amtrak has indicated that they have, if they haven't done it already, they are planning on putting cameras in the cab itself facing the engineer himself, so to see what the engineer was doing at the time of the accident itself. The NTSB in its go team will bring a number of people, including the investigator in charge, to this investigation. And of course, a good deal of information as it relates to what the train's, how its performance was, is in that what we call the event recorder. It's like a black box or aircraft. They'll take that, they'll download the information so that they'll get a good idea of the speeds of the train itself and when the engineer actually applied the emergency braking.
Yeah. This somebody, again, I'm going to bet you that the engineer was not paying attention to what was going on. I'm almost willing to put some money on that. Because these things, this doesn't happen unless you're not paying attention. And these jobs, like pilots' jobs, become so boring sometimes, but that's what you're getting paid for, to pay attention. Hello. 51 after the hour here on the Good Day program.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Co-host of the nationally syndicated radio program, The Money Pit, which is a home improvement show. He's here to answer some of your questions. And so, when there are questions, there are answers. Otherwise, why would you ask the questions?
And sometimes they're even right.
Yeah, sometimes they are. You know what we should do? We should have Jeopardy for The Money Pit. We should have we have the answer, and you ask the question. How about that? Does that make sense? Is that a good idea?
Yeah, I don't do games.
Sure. Really? You have no idea.
Although the Money Pit was the answer to a question on Jeopardy once.
Yeah. Okay, so there you go. All right, Tommy McKay here with answers to some of your home improvement questions. Just a moment on Good Day.
Your eyes are the windows to the soul. Did you know they're also the windows to your health? They let eye doctors see what's going on inside. Think about this. A comprehensive eye exam can be an early detector of serious health problems like diabetes, heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. Shouldn't you see your eye doctor yearly? Go to thinkaboutyoureyes.com to learn more and find a doctor near you. And you just might save more than your vision. Brought to you by the American Optometric Association.
At GEICO, we've been innovating car insurance for over 75 years with forward-thinking ideas like online quotes and the GEICO mobile app. And to prove it, we'll play one of our first radio commercials from 75 years ago.
By Jiminy, GEICO could save you money on your car insurance, which is what we'll be doing over 75 years from now. Who knows? Maybe with some sort of application that's accessible on a futuristic handheld device.
See? Forward thinking.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
All right, 55 past the hour. Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. You and I have been friends for a long time.
Long time.
You have helped me in my own circumstance. I'm not as difficult to deal with as Rich is, or as overpowering when it comes to my questions, but I have a new
home. That's debatable. Go ahead.
Yesterday I saw the home that I'm buying today. Mm-hmm. Yesterday was the first time I saw it, actually. And so people say, huh? You bought a house without having seen it? Well, it's a long story. Anyway.
Blind date.
Right, this is a little more expensive than a blind date. Anyway, so this house is a 1920s era house. I'm the fifth owner of the house. It has not been updated since the 1950s. Mm-hmm. I went into the kitchen. I have been in the kitchen, but it's been a number of years. I never really looked at the kitchen. It's got that old, those old big, thick electric stove. What do you call
coils.
It? Yeah, the coils.
Electric coils.
Uh-huh. And it's just the kitchen is old.
Right.
And I got a guy who's pretty good at doing this if I can convince him to come do it. But it needs dormers. It needs things like my studio is going to be upstairs and I need more lights. I got to put dormers in.
Right.
And I don't know how to prioritize.
Okay.
I know that I got to get certain things done, and I can't really. I'm going to live in the house starting probably Saturday night, but I'm just going to set up a room where I sleep, and I'm going to set up my radio room and have some stuff in the refrigerator, and the rest of it will wait until Meredith comes around to say, okay, this is probably a good idea for that room, yada, yada, yada. But I know we're going to do some things that are basically cosmetic, and then we'll do some things. But I want also, the house doesn't have gas in it, but there's gas on the streets. So I'm going to bring gas in. But is there a way? When you have somebody come to you, I mean, I'd love it if you were closer. You could come in and say, all right, this is what I do. But you have questions like this all the time from listeners. There's a lot of stuff to do, and I don't really know. I'm guessing the kitchen is probably the, after I get my studio set up, is the way to prioritize it. But I don't really
know. I would start, before that, I would start with structure and mechanical systems. So in a 1920s house, has the electrical system.
Yeah, electrical system has been updated. Yeah.
It originally would have had knob and tube wiring.
Yeah,
and the thing is, I can't tell you how many times I've seen homes that were allegedly updated from knob and tube wiring, yet it exists in some parts of the house and is live and hot and a fire hazard. So I would check the mechanical systems. The plumbing system, you probably still have steel pipes in some part of that house.
I haven't. You know, I didn't look. I've been in the cellar, but I didn't look up to see what's there. I wouldn't be surprised.
So, okay,
although there's a new septic system that was put in last year.
All right. So that's, those are
that's outside.
Two separate sides.
Right.
So I would definitely look at the mechanical systems. What kind of heating system does it have?
It's got oil and a nice new furnace, but I'm going to change.
Hot air or hot water?
No, it's hot water. I want to do air conditioning, so I got to figure out how to do that in the house, too.
Yeah, well, in an old house like that, there's a way that you can do air conditioning with a minimal amount of disturbance.
There's a new kind of air conditioning somebody's talking about yesterday. The small little, these little pipes that
that's the high velocity system. Basically, the duct system is about 3.5 inches in diameter and can run inside the existing walls. So, Doug, the bottom line is I would evaluate it structurally and mechanically first, and then think about the cosmetic and life changes you want to make second.
So come on up for a day.
Yeah, we got to do that.
Check it out. Tom Kreitler, see, that's how he works. That's the kind of calls he gets on the radio program, The Money Pit, here on Good Day.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.